Another time when we were up where the Sudbury Drive-In Theater used to be, there was a hilltop up there, and there was not houses built right in this, but there is now. And our 100,000 UHV, they call it hydro calls, it the UHV or UHF, ultra-high frequency line, it puts 100,000 volts through, it comes from the Neil and Garson station on the Falconbridge Road. This particular night, we were just sitting up on this hill, had the scope set up, and all our equipment sitting there, and lo and behold, this UFO came over, and it was so low, and we had our binoculars on it, we couldn't follow it with the telescope right away, because it was going about 35, 40 miles an hour. And it came over by the flour mill section, and there's a pair of radar towers. Now, this is how low we realized it was. And these two radar towers are still sitting there today, up by the ski hill there. There's two towers with red lights. It flew directly in between those two towers, and it sat there for a good 5-10 minutes. Then it came through, which where our big tunnel sewer is there now, where they drain all of the flour mill section that used to get flooded. They had built this big, big, huge 8-foot line through the swamp area to drain. In this particular year, that was one of their big conquests in Sudbury, was draining this water. And we were looking down toward that area, and also the Froude Mine area, and this one particular UFO would fly over this area, would stop over houses, and a pencil beam of light, flaring out to a wide light at the bottom, would light up a half a block to a block at one time. Through our binoculars, we could read the license plates from 2-3 miles back with 8-power binoculars. It was such a bright beam light that when it first came on, it would hurt our eyes. Jimmy got the bright idea, let's time this, and it always seemed to be about 8-10 seconds. The light would go out, and the craft would move it like a hummingbird darting. It wouldn't just glide over to the next area, it would shoot over sometime, and then just abruptly stop. A beam of light would come down again, stay there for 8-10 seconds, light out, and each time we'd say, wow, did you ever see a light like that? It was like a laser beam light, so bright, it fascinated our eyes, our hearts were pounding, we were so excited. All we could say to each other is, imagine, we're watching something that's probably not of this earth, an alien craft flying over here. As time went on, we watched this for about a good hour, and it kept going back, and we made sketches of the directions it would go back and forth and in and out, and then finally over Froude Mine before it departed for the night. Later on, when I got on salary, I talked to Inca engineers about the vein of metals that we have out leading from Froude Mine, and they said, yes, what you're telling us now, it corresponds with some of the veins of nickel that are under the New Sudbury area, and that we're actually mining under that area, and pockets of nickel are running in different directions of different grades, high grades, low grades, and that probably this thing, this beam of light, was not looking down at houses, but probably picking up information of underground magnetic forces from the nickel and copper. We don't know, but the alien life must be studying our planet, our waterways, our mineral resources and everything, and we can only think that why would a UFO or this craft move back and forth and up and down in the form of a cross, north to south, east to west for a whole hour, not playing a game, and picking up and putting this light down and probably picking up some kind of stuff that what we would do with a helicopter with the so-called bomb. Inco did a lot of research by dragging this magnetic bomb around and mapping our whole area. We know where all our nickel veins are. I feel that this craft, just a little more advanced, was probably doing one of the same things. It knows the makeup and structure of our Earth and has been studying our planet. So we found that very interesting. We tossed these ideas back and forth as we're watching this. I wonder what they're up to. And we felt at the time that this is probably what they're doing. They're studying our planet, and we found it interesting, and I'm sure the UFO people were finding it interesting too. I often wonder, were they aware we were sitting on that hill that night? I really feel they knew we were there.